Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar today. The conference is also being attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah and other key dignitaries, including Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories, and chiefs of security agencies, among others. Issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones are being discussed in the conference. Counter-terrorism strategies are also being discussed by the participants of the conference. The Prime Minister will attend the conference today and tomorrow. The conference is providing an interactive platform to senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to freely discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $98 million US loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impacts. The loan agreement for building India's clean plant program was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs and Officer in charge of ADB's India Resident Mission. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Program, which strengthens plant health management. It will help develop regulatory frameworks and systems to implement the Clean Plant Program effectively for horticulture in India. The project will involve collaboration with private nurseries, researchers, state governments and growers' associations to ensure its success. The project will also help farmers in adapting to climate change by addressing the impact of rising temperatures on pests and diseases. Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program in Jhajharpur in Madhubani district. Mrs. Sitharaman distributed the loans on the schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kishan Credit Card scheme to various beneficiaries. Before this, she held discussions with women members of self-help groups, especially Jeevika Didi, who were exhibiting their products of handicrafts, potteries, mushroom, and other diverse agri-products. Mrs. Sitharaman today said that women will be engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. Addressing a function of credit outreach program at Jhajharpur in Madhubani, she said the government has launched Drone Didi program, which will help to produce Lakhpati Didi, and it is dream of the Prime Minister that India's development must be women-led development. She said India is committed for development of North Via and highlighted center's work for flood mitigation and monetary allocation for the region in Union Budget 2024-25. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that developed India is no longer a dream but a challenging goal, and the nation with its resolve will achieve this goal. Addressing a conclave titled Developed India 2047 Vision of New India 3.0 in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Dhankar said Indian economy and infrastructure, digital infrastructure and digital penetration is being accoladed by IMF, World Bank and World Economic Forum. Cyclone Fengal over southwest Bay of Bengal continues to move towards northwestwards with a speed of 15 km per hour since yesterday midnight. The cyclone is likely to make landfall tonight at Puducherry. Due to the prevailing situation, normal life has been thrown out of gear for people living in coastal areas and delta districts. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin took stock of the situation today. In an interaction with the media after his visit to the Cyclone Control Center at Chennai, the Chief Minister said that the government has issued necessary instructions to the district collectors of Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram, Ranipet and other districts to take necessary action. In Soinmadi, India International Badminton Tournament, ace Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu advanced to women's singles final. She defeated compatriot Unnati Huda 21-12, 21-9 in Lucknow this afternoon. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.